Day three of spring training, I'm Ed Coleman with the Mets, and even though the team picked up a much-needed pitcher for the starting rotation today in Taijuan Walker, a good pickup, we'll get to that in a second, because anytime Jacob deGrom steps behind a microphone, he immediately becomes the top story. And before we hear from Jake, let's hear from his manager, Luis Rojas, on the ace of his staff.
You know, Jake is with the rest of his teammates just being how he is, and, another year of experience gone through and now coming back this year. So I know he's gathering that as well and bringing it into his own repertoire so he can be a leader for the team. So it's just great to see him out there. He threw a sigh yesterday, and there's a lot of people watching from the side or behind, just at a distance where they could, experience his delivery and how he goes about his business. So, guys looking up to him, I think it's just a great thing. Like, Jake is always going to be a guy that is going to make people better around him too, because they see that he just finds a way to get stronger, get better. And, I saw him as a youngster back in 2012 for the first time. And you talk about youngster 93, 96, is always playing around with a lot of energy. And now, 9 years later, he's throwing harder, and it's almost like every year he keeps getting better. So I think he's a role model and on the field, and then that we can see that off the field as well.
DeGrom touched on a lot of issues today. He was asked about Trevor Bauer on the Mets offering Bauer a one-time Cy Young Award winner, a much higher AAV, average annual value, than DeGrom is making, about $40 million a year for Bauer. And DeGrom, of course, being a two-time Cy Young winner. Here's what Jake had to say. He waited until free agency, Bauer did, and that's what happens. I signed a deal before free agency. That would be a discussion to have with my agency. I signed the deal and really have not looked back. It was kind of a typical Jake answer, something you would expect. So if you're worried about DeGrom being disgruntled or maybe using the opt-out that he has in his contract after the 2022 season, I wouldn't be all that concerned right now. Here's Jake on that.
Yeah, I've definitely enjoyed my time here and signed long-term here. Haven't really thought too much about the opt-out. The goal is to go out there and perform, and then when that time comes, make that decision. But, one thing I do think is really, really, really cool is whenever somebody spends their entire career with one team, you don't see it happen a whole lot anymore. So it's definitely something that, I've thought about, and, I guess we just have to see when that time comes.
DeGrom and number five, the captain, David Wright, grew very close during their time together, and Jake spoke about the impact that Wright has had on his career and his desire to remain a Met forever.
Yeah, that definitely had an impact on me, and, seeing, how well he was treated by Mets fans and being a Met for life and what that was definitely cool and special. Being there for the last time he took the field, that was really cool. So, that definitely weighs on your mind, but, that's a decision that will be made when the time comes.
Here are some other things that DeGrom touched on today, and I'll quote for him on winning a third Cy Young. You set personal goals, and my goal is to go out there and win another Cy Young. Can he throw as hard as he did over 162 as he did during 60 games last year? I think I'll be pitching very close to that. No DH this year, meaning that he's going to hit, and he's a pretty good hitter. This might be the last year we get to do it, so yeah, I look forward to hitting. And finally, on pitching into his late 30s, and lo and behold, maybe even 40s like Tom Brady, you never know how long you get to play this game. And every time I'm able to put this uniform on, I'm thankful for that. I wouldn't say the window is closing. I hope not. Definitely like the direction that the team is going. And I definitely want to win a World Series here in the next couple of years. I think that would go along with what Steve Cohen said as well. So Jacob deGrom meeting the media today for the first time and maybe allaying some fears about staying around as well. I think Jake will be just fine. Taijuan Walker is the newest Met. He'll be 28 this year, and he only pitched a total of 14 innings in 2018 and 2019. That was due to Tommy John surgery and also some shoulder problems that he had, shoulder capsule problems. He pitched for both Seattle and Toronto last year. 53 innings he compiled and had a 2.70 ERA. Very good. But some of the peripherals, not so great on Walker last year. His strikeout rate, his ground ball rate, they were both below average. His velocity was down as well. His swinging strike rate was way down. And he also averaged under 5 innings per start. So that's not great. But you have to remember that he's being brought in here as the fourth starter at this point in time. You've got DeGrom, Carrasco, and Stroman as your top three. You also had David Peterson, who was very impressive last year. And the Mets have some depth in starting pitching. Joey Lucchese, who we're going to hear from in just a little bit. First of all, Noah Syndergaard, we should mention, because Syndergaard will be back in June and July. He's looked very good thus far in camp. Lucchese, as I mentioned, they also have Jordan Yamamoto, who pitched for the Marlins. Sean Reed Foley was with Toronto. Sam McWilliams, there's a guy that they picked up in the offseason who they're very high on. He may end up in the bullpen, but right now they'll stretch him out. And that's what Luis Rojas was talking about today. They're going to stretch out all the pitchers in case they need them for starters. And some guys have options you can put down at AAA, and you're going to need from time to time some guys to come up simply because of the innings limits that you may run into this year. But those are some names. You also have guys that you saw last year, Franklin Quilome and Thomas Cipucci, who is a left-hander who's in the system and coming on pretty strong. You also have Mike Montgomery, another left-hander, and Jared Eichhoff, who was a former Philly. He's a right-hander. Those guys were signed as well. So you have some depth in addition to the guys that are in the rotation. You look at the rotation now, it's probably DeGrom, Carrasco, Stroman, Walker, and then Peterson, but you never know. Here's Luis Rojas on his newest acquisition, Taijuan Walker, and what he thinks about Walker.
Everything that he can bring to a team is pretty outstanding. I mean, you talk about talent plus experience, around the league, and players that been in the same clubhouse with him, you know, we heard about some leadership in there as well, that feature. So I think, it can be a great addition. You know, it's a guy that can definitely help a rotation, like you say, and then it can be a great asset. I mean, that's when we talk about having a deep rotation, like, you know, it can always be a great piece for any rotation.
We'll finish up with Joey Lucchese. He's an interesting guy who came over from San Diego in a trade. Lucchese did some work with Driveline Performance in the offseason to straighten some things out, and he talked about how much that helped him.
My velo went down a bit last year, and I wanted to correct that. And what I got out from it, my spin efficiency, I cleaned up like 3 parts of my mechanics. My like lead leg, my front side, and my scap mobility. And that's kind of what I was just focused on hammering all offseason. So yeah, it's looking way better.
Lucchese's calling card is his CHURV. It's a combination changeup and curve. It's out pitch, obviously. So how did the CHURV come about and get its name?
So I call it a CHURV.
Right.
The story of the CHURV and how it got its name was when I was in high A, me and my old teammate, Eric Lowry's now with the Brewers, we were playing catch. I've always had it since college, but it's not like a normal pitch and it moves weird. And he actually named it the CHURV. And I was like, wow, that's a great name. And then I just kind of stuck. And then everyone was like, all right, what is that? And then I was like, the CHURV, man, it's the CHURV. So that's how the name started, and then it just took off from there. Yeah.
Yeah, the CHURV. We'll close things out, come full circle, what it's like for Joey Lucchese to meet Jacob DeGrom for the first time.
When I realized I was on the same team as Jacob DeGrom, I thought that was pretty cool, awesome pitcher. He's actually one of the first people to said hi to me when I got in the locker room, so I thought that was pretty cool. I kind of watched one of his bullpens and the way he goes about himself is pretty super professional all around. And I'm super happy to be on this team.
Were you almost a little starstruck when Jake said hi to you?
I was surprised he said hi to me first because I thought I was going to have to say hi first. But I don't really get too much starstruck anymore, but just like, wow, this guy's a good dude. That's what I kind of got from it, yeah.
Good dude. And that will sum up Jacob deGrom pretty well, I think. Thank you, Joe Lucchese. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have more from Mets Spring Training Day 4. I'm Ed Coleman. Thanks for listening. Join us here again tomorrow. Have a good night.